Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here, and today is Monday, February 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, hopefully you're recovering well after last night's incredible outcome, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, your Super Bowl champions. Pretty incredible game. But we've got some local news for you now, and hopefully you're recovering well after all that partying last night, I bet. Your local news, a new sexual offender registration here in Hardy County. Michael Allen Dykes, 50 years of age, registered at 183 Golden Oaks Road in Zolfo Springs, Florida. That's a new registration. He's convicted of sexual battery on a victim 12 years of age or older and physically helpless. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is committed to staying current and monitoring the sexual offenders and predators living in our community. You can download the free Hardy County Sheriff's mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play to see sexual offenders or predators living near you. Once again, the information, Michael Allen Dykes, 50 years of age. Registered address is 183 Golden Oaks Road, Zolfo Springs, Florida, 33890. Your local events here in Hardy County next Monday, February 15th, will be open mic night at Main Street Wauchula. Come on out from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear some live musical performances. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Sitter City is looking for a babysitter, needed throughout the week from 6 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. AutoZone is looking for a full-time delivery driver. You must be at least 18 years of age with a valid driver's license, have the ability to lift and deliver merchandise, have a flexible schedule, and excellent communication skills. And Mosaic is looking for a geotechnical technician, a high school diploma or GED, at least 1 year of relevant experience, independent workability, and unassisted travel ability are required. All of these jobs and more you can find online at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather reporting and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 71 degrees out, feels like 73. Intermittent clouds with a 10% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 2, low with winds northeast at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is 80% humid. The dew point 65, cloud cover 70%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 1,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 and a 40% chance of rain. Monday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s with southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s with northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has announced its final rule regulating the production of U.S. hemp. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, the final rule incorporates modifications to regulations established under the interim final rule published in October 2019. The modifications are based on public comments following the publication of the IFR and lessons learned during the 2020 growing season. The final rule, available for viewing in the Federal Register, becomes effective March 22nd. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association approved its top 2021 policy priorities with a continued focus on advocating for increased opportunities for producer profitability. According to agrimarketing.com, NCBA's policy priorities for the coming year include price discovery and transparency in cattle markets, continued efforts to ensure that all plant-based or cell-grown protein products are labeled truthfully with ingredients fully represented, and remain committed to protecting those in the cattle industry while strengthening the beef supply chain to meet the growing demand for U.S. beef. In its second proposal to settle future lawsuits that allege its Roundup weed killer is carcinogenic, seed and ag chemical giant Bayer said on Wednesday that it would pay up to $200 million to individual claimants and a maximum of $2 billion overall. As reported by Agriculture.com, the offer, which was submitted for approval to a U.S. District Court judge in San Francisco, would cover lawsuits filed in the next 4 years.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Americans have seen a lot of changes over the past year. Two things that have stayed the same are our love for the Super Bowl and chicken wings. Tom Super is the Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Chicken Council. He says Americans have devoured a lot of chicken wings this Super Bowl weekend.
There's no hotter time for wings than with the weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. And the National Chicken Council is projecting a record 1.42 billion wings to be eaten when the Chiefs play the Buccaneers for the Lombardi Trophy. That's up about 2% from last year, and that's despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 hit the restaurant industry hard, and he's surprised to how many chicken wings the NCC came up with for this year's report.
When we were putting our annual wing report together, I thought there had to be a decrease. And when talking to folks in the industry, when looking at the demand numbers, though, they've actually almost never been hotter.
If you want a good visual as to how many chicken wings that is, it could circle the circumference of the world 3 times.
1.42 billion chicken wings. If you laid them end to end, it would stretch from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City to Raymond James Stadium in Tampa 19 times back and forth. And let's assume Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid could eat 3 wings per minute. It would take him more than 900 years to eat 1.42 billion chicken wings.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed out a winning week with their 5th gain in a row and their biggest weekly increase since November today. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% and ended the week 4.6% higher. Small company stocks rose far more than the rest of the market, a sign that investors are feeling more optimistic about the economy. Treasury yields also rose. The market has been heading higher since the beginning of the month as hopes build that Washington will come through with more support for the economy and that the steady rollout of vaccines will get on a more even footing over time. The Dow gained 92 points today to close at 31,148. The Nasdaq up 78 to 13,856. The S&P 500 ahead 15 points today to 3,886. New York oil rose 62 cents, closing at $56.85 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The long downtrodden Tampa Bay Buccaneers, kings of the NFL again, thanks to Tom Brady and the championship pedigree he brought over from New England, along with two former Patriot teammates who starred with him Sunday in Super Bowl 55. The Buccaneers dethroned the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9 at Raymond James Stadium behind Brady's trio of first down touchdown passes, two to tight end Rob Gronkowski, and the other to wide receiver Antonio Brown. Brady named MVP. On the links, Brooks Koepka shot a 6-under-65 to finish at 19-under-265 to win the Phoenix Open by one stroke. Xander Schauffele shot a 71 to tie for second with Kyung-Hoon Lee. Steve Stricker, the 53-year-old U.S. Ryder Cup captain who was trying to become the oldest winner on the PGA Tour, closed with a 67 to tie for fourth with Jordan Spieth. This is SRN News. Phoenix downs the Boston Celtics 191. Sun center DeAndre Ayton scored 16 points, 11 rebounds, says it was a good defensive effort.
Just being aggressive and mixing it up, kind of giving what the defense takes you, you know, like, or take what the defense gives you. And, you know, if they close out strong, then I'll have opportunity to drive. If they back up a little bit, you know, be able to get my shot off from three. So just reading the defense and playing.
Kings get their fourth straight win, 113-110 over the Clippers. Lou Williams with 23 points off the bench. Clippers dropped two in a row for the first time this season. Reggie Bullock made 7 3-pointers, scored 21 points. Heat beat the Knicks 109-103. Wizards get their 7th loss in the last 9 games at the hands of the Hornets, 119-97, Charlotte. It was the Jazz beating the Pacers 103-95. Donovan Mitchell with 27 points, 11 assists. Now Utah improves to an NBA best 19-5. They've won 15 of their last 16. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That is First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, nobody ever asks how the other sodas are doing. It's always, is Pepsi okay? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.